This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tonight's the night, you guys. You too. Where are they playing? SAP?
SAP, that's correct.
So Bryn and Hooman and Yuzette are all going out on the town tonight. Check out you two.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good little nappy in today.
For sure.
Yeah, so we're playing a little you two today just to get you guys all jazzed up
yeah.
for the show. Hooman, I wanted to play that one, and then Hooman has another request coming up at about 9 o'clock. He picked out his favorites.
Yeah. Good job, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman.
Great work.
Kill it.
Who's driving? Are you going to just drive south and pick everybody up?
No, we have my driver, Jim, taking us.
Oh, taking all of you.
So we're all going to meet up at Yuzi's house and then work from there.
Oh, is that right?
That's a great
idea.
Yeah,
that's the plan.
All right.
Is it?
That is the plan, sir.
Excellent plan. I'm really glad to hear that you guys have got a plan in place.
Worked it out.
It's great. American Idol is renewed for
another season. I'm shocked.
Me too. It is coming back. A second season has been booked for ABC. Friday, the network announced a renewal for the singing competition series, also revealing that judges Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie, and, of course, Ryan Seacrest will all be back.
You know, maybe, and I do think this to be true, they got such huge ratings at one point with that show that sales of every single thing, you get so much that becomes the expectation. Even half the rating they had at that whatever point is still a good rating.
Yeah, they're frequently a top 10 show. It's not
so,
like they're
so, you know,
flagging.
Maybe you got to just sort of recalibrate your expectations and it's still worthwhile.
Y'all, I'm having too much fun to stop now. Why don't we keep it going? Tweeted Katy Perry. Excited to announce that blah, 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 we'll be back with another season of hashtag American Idol on ABC Network.
Do you think her deal was signed through a couple years, or do you think she has to renegotiate?
I would say that they probably figured in a year or two deal.
An option deal?
I don't know. The $25 million
seems
is just
too much
so
to pay.
Much. And that was for one season, so maybe $25 million again, and if she signed. Anyway, hooray. American Idol.
She doesn't even look like herself.
I know. That's why I handed you that picture. It's the weirdest picture. Mm. Her head looks like she got it caught in a vise. All squished.
Weird.
God, I know. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
If you watch it, then you're familiar with The Mountain.
Yes.
The Mountain is a real life mountain.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In real life, his name is Hathor Bjornsson.
Huh?
Hathor Bjornsson.
See a Norwegian?
Yeah.
I thought he was Icelandic.
Oh. It's not the same.
I don't know what the hell he is. I really don't know.
Okay.
But I believe this is the first time it's happened for him, too. He's one of those strongmen. He competes in all the, you know, strongest man in the world competitions. But I don't believe he's ever won the competition. Like, he'll place first in certain... There's certain things that they have to do and get points toward the ultimate title.
Lift a giant tire or throw a anvil over
there's a truck pull, some kind of loading race, Atlas stones, which I think are the stones that you actually have to throw and get certain amount of distance on. There's a deadlift.
I actually like this stuff. It's beyond belief what they're able to do.
I'm always just afraid they're going to just blow their butts out. You know, it just looks like that is
a prolapse
waiting to happen. Like, the human body should not be able to. I mean,
that blood is just going to come shooting out of this guy's back end. That's what you're thinking when you're watching them do that.
And et cetera. I think a lot of things are going
to. I do, too.
That's ridiculous.
Just seems absolutely horrible.
One thing about the mountain is he's the first person to have ever won Arnold's Strongman Classic, the European Strongman Classic, and World's Strongest Man in the same calendar year.
So this is with this win that puts him on. He's the strongest man ever. He is strong. I'm looking at what he's lifting. They look like, I don't even know how to describe these things. Not only is it a giant, it's like a oversized barrel turned sideways and on the end of a barbell, plus some extra steel weights on the end of it. It's outrageous what he's lifting. They don't say what the weight is on this. Can you look up and see what his deadlift weight was? Hafþór Björnsson, yeah, Icelandic dude. He won the title. And so now he's a big zombie star on Game of Thrones. And he is the world's strongest man. They say, finally wins, the world's strongest man.
He's able to bench press 507 pounds.
That's when you're laying on your back on the bench. Mm-hmm. What about this deadlift thing? That looks like far more than 500 pounds to me.
So deadlift, he's able to do 1,041 pounds.
Jesus. Wow. It's unbelievable. Unreal.
So muscular.
He's able to squat nearly 1,000 pounds.
Oh, my God. Jeez. That is where the blowouts happen.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's
it actually does happen. Like, it's a documented thing.
You don't know. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I do. I look up prolapses all the time.
No, you don't.
That's like one of my favorite top searches.
Made up.
No. It happens, Vinny. You just know it does. Ed Sheeran hit a milestone on Saturday. 27-year-old Ed Sheeran made it 365 days without cigarettes.
Oh, 1 year. Good
after
for him.
Over a decade of smoking. He says, celebrating 1 year of being a non-smoker today. He had a black and white photo of himself on stage during a gig and was, you know, psyched. It's not his first time trying to kick the habit. He actually quit. He gave up cigarettes and alcohol for a whole year in 2011. He'd gone back to smoking by 2012, tried to quit again in November of 2015. Of course, when you're Ed Sheeran, all these things are documented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have
well,
the whole schedule
like he
of, his,
also
of his life.
Is putting it out there.
November 2015, he told Ellen DeGeneres he'd gone cold turkey and made it a week and a half.
You don't say anything at that point. That's just dumb.
Right. The reason I kind of like smoking so much, it was just a routine. Do a sound check, have a cig. Do a gig, have a cig. Have food, have a cig.
Well, that's everybody.
He said, I realized I've been smoking for 10 years, and that's bad. I started smoking when I was younger. I always say, like, I'm going to quit. And then, oh, well, I haven't been smoking for that long. It's been, what, like 4 years? And then it was 10 years. Okay, I'm probably getting to the point of no return here.
Most smokers, well, I won't speak for everyone, but I used to get in my car, shut the door, click my belt, grab a cig, light it up. Now we're ready to drive.
Yep.
All right.
It is absolutely a thing that you weave into your day. You look forward to the smoke break. It's so funny because we always talk about how the digital department is standing out in the smoking section, which is now they've been relegated to like around the corner, and you know you can't stand in front of buildings anymore. They have to stand over where the exhaust from everyone's car is coming out.
He stands on a curb that if he fell off, I'd run him over.
Yes. Luckily, he's leaning.
He's leaned up against the wall. Yeah. But if he were to slip.
Yeah.
Well, and he's as big as your car, too. He's a tall guy.
He's much taller than our car, sure. Even if you stood our cars on end, he'd probably be taller. I wanted to do this Kylie Jenner story. I tried to throw it into the Kardashian roundup. I'm sorry to go back to that.
Oh, God.
But how's Kylie doing?
Well, she's got her pre-baby body back, or at least the motorcycle outfit that she's wearing. It's an Alexander Wang motorcycle outfit with massive camel toe. And it's tight, and it looks like almost looks like a diving outfit. And then she's got some kind of weird, like, under-the-boob fanny pack holster thing happening. It's just quite a look. No sign of Stormy, her baby, or the daddy, Travis Scott.
Who is this Alexander Wang guy? I've heard of Alexander McQueen.
Yeah, I guess Alexander Wang is a designer.
I was just looking it up, too, because I was thinking of Vera Wang. Is he related? He's just an American fashion designer. No relation to Vera, it doesn't look like. Oh, he's from San Francisco.
Oh, hello,
Alexander Wang.
Yeah, 34 years old.
Alexander, you need to put one of those camouflages down there in the...
No, she looks great.
Oh, you're crazy.
You don't want to see that?
No.
Oh, I love it.
And I don't want to show it either, I'll tell you. If I'm ever going to wear an Alexander Wang, I'm going to put
hold
some
on.
Camouflage
Are
on
you
there.
Telling me you don't think that looks pretty?
No.
The outfit's ridiculous,
but... I can see her smile.
But her shape is excellent.
Sure.
What is that? An American Express card number on there?
I guess. I don't know what it is. But yeah, it has like a, it has a, like digits all down.
And there's the expires right there. It's total credit card number.
Yeah, that's funny. I wonder, and it says A. Wang on it, too. I wonder if it's his credit card.
Oh. Yeah, you know what? I bet it is.
That seems dumb.
A. Wang, that's a good one. I think she looks great.
Yeah.
Too bad everything about her is fake, except maybe for the shape of her woman area.
Probably not. They probably had that rejuved. Mm-hmm.
This is the girl that was the little...
ugly one.
Mm-hmm. Like...
got her lips plumped up. I was like, oh, she's good looking. Look at that.
Well, and everything else. And she's also heavily made up. Mm. She's the one they've shown without makeup. And you go, oh.
Unrecognizable. George H.W. Bush is recuperating at home 11 days after being hospitalized for an infection. Former president, 93 years old, was discharged on Friday. So he's home and he's resting. His doctors say he's doing well and he's happy to be home. So congratulations to him.
Because his wife had passed, thought he was headed to the hospital for the end.
Wife of more than 70 years died at 92 on April 17th. And then he was sick straight after that. So he's fine, which is great. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
How would you like to shoot laser beams from your eyes?
Oh, my God, I would love that.
I'll tell you how after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Volvo. Pink has added another Bay Area show coming to San Jose on April 17th, 2019. Yes, that is a year from now. We have your ticket in. All you have to do is remember you have the tickets. Call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You've already got plans for next year.
Yep.
I got a pair of tickets for you. We're doing this at 8:35. That's right now. 11:35 and 4:35. Pink tickets all the live long day on the Alice. Call now, 800-400-3697. Introducing a revolutionary new way to own a car, the new Volvo XC40, the car you can subscribe to. Oh.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. It's really good.
It's one of the best websites ever.
Of all time.
All time.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors won yesterday, so they're up 3-1 versus the Pelicans. They next play here at home on Tuesday. They could finish this series off with a win, and that is 7:30 Tuesday night. The Sharks are out, unfortunately. So thanks for the memories, guys. We'll see you next season. This next story, I'd like you to put on your judging gown and grab your gavel, Sarah.
I'm a super judgy person.
I would love to hear your opinion on this one.
All right.
A woman in Germany forged her ex-husband's signature twice to undergo IVF treatments with the eggs fertilized by his sperm while they were married. That was her ex-husband was in that sentence.
I see.
So she had to forge his signature saying that, yes, he was in.
He was fine with it.
On her use of these fertilized eggs. Now the court has ruled that he has to pay child support for the son he didn't agree to have.
Oh.
5 years ago, Carl and Inga gave their written permission for doctors at a local clinic to freeze Inga's eggs fertilized with Carl's sperms. So they could have children later in life.
Mm-hmm.
After divorcing each other, Inga forged Carl's signature twice to use the eggs to become pregnant and gave birth to a boy. Carl, 37, filed a lawsuit after he became legally obliged to provide child support following the birth of the son to his 42-year-old ex-wife. And the court ruled in her favor, saying he owes her money. Sarah, what say you?
Well, I think that this is complicated, obviously, but in the end, he does have to pay for that kid. It is his kid. And if he wants to see the kid, I mean, it is his child. I think that the lesson we can learn from this is that if you divorce someone and your fertilized eggs are out there, they need to be destroyed. That you need to learn from Carl's mistakes, Carl, and go and terminate your agreement to freeze those eggs. It's this sucks. She's a bitch. That was the wrong thing to do. And it did leave him financially on the hook. And I agree that that is his kid. And it's, you know, he's, even though she's an awful, awful person who deceitfully bore your child, that is your child. Let's all learn from Carl's mistakes.
Carl not only argued that he should not be financially responsible for the kid, that she should, but that if anyone is besides her, it's the clinic that gave her the fertilized eggs. They should take over for the child support. Of course, again, the ruling was, Carl, you are the father.
You are the father.
And he is on the hook.
Yeah, I really think that, and this is, you know, this is an ongoing battle with the Sofia Vergara's eggs.
And her ex. She wasn't married to that. Was she married to that guy? They were
affianced. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, that's the thing. These are potential children that are sitting in Petri dish, wherever. I don't know how they store them, and frozen somewhere. I think when you dissolve your partnership with that person, you should really consider the fact that these, you know, potential people are frozen. You need to thaw them out and not have them. I know, it's sad. But then you don't wind up in court. No, I'm sorry. You are the father.
I told you.
You know, people, I have a friend who, it just makes me laugh the way he puts it, but he does not want stuff added to his to-do list ever.
Right.
Like, he's got his own
plan. Is it you? Yeah,
it's not me. No, my to-do list. I, like, live by my to-do list. I'm busy with that. But I think people, out of sight, out of mind, not today, tomorrow. What's the difference? They're just sitting there. He's not even realizing that she's got designs on
just
this.
Just remember, women are devious, and we're going to go and have your kids and
I
make you pay for
I don't necessarily think that.
Of course not.
Damn, man.
It's just, that's all we can really do here. Because I tend to agree that it is his kid. He's going to want to have some kind of relationship with
it. Does he? It doesn't sound like he does.
He will. It's his kid.
There are people who don't.
He will, though.
How do you know?
Because he's paying for it. So he's going to want to see what his money's
that
getting.
That doesn't mean you want to deal with it.
Yeah, maybe you don't.
A lot of people that pay for sex. Plenty of
Whitman's dad never met him?
No, he lived with his dad till he was 3.
Oh, you did? He did?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he was like, get that squalling brat out of here. Go to America, two of you.
You got it.
Bye.
See you later.
I didn't know
that. Go have a good life.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there are plenty of dudes, though, who are like, you know, I don't want. Mm.
It's very rough. Just remember about the eggs, kids. When you break up, you got to go.
Well, that is, you're right. The reason I did the story is there's a lesson for you if you're listening to this and you decide to fertilize eggs. You need to know that that's something that could come to life someday.
Mm-hmm. Because somebody can forge your signature. What a bitch. It's not okay. You're right.
Scientists in Scotland just created a contact lens that allows you to shoot laser beams from your eyes.
Oh my God, I need this. What am I going to do with the laser beams? Oh my,
right.
Do I have to register them as deadly weapons?
No, here's the thing. You can't vaporize people with these laser beams. You might be able to scan stuff like at the grocery store. You know, like you kind of got laser power along those lines. Like,
boop. Can I open up like a bank vault?
No.
Oh, that's too
no, not yet.
Can't drill a hole through steel.
They're very low-powered laser lights that...
What do we need them for, then?
Well, it's for fun.
Okay. Can you see them? Like, in the
I
dark,
think you can
I shoot laser
them,
beams
yeah.
out of my eyes? Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat. I'll go for that.
You're not quite a superhero, but you can make a really good Halloween costume out of it. How's that?
Sure.
For Halloween purposes.
That's fun. It's not as useful as the X-ray vision that Superman had, stuff like that. It's pretty good, though.
Millennials make the news again as they are waiting longer to have sex, with 1 in 8 still virgins at 26 years old.
Goodness gracious. It's because they're no good at actual social interactions.
They have more of a fear of intimacy than generations previous. That's what they're calling it here. And they say they've grown up in even a more hypersexual society and culture than even than generations previous.
It's so true. Like the I feel like it is. I mean, just the wide availability of porn and the and just the access that kids have at. I mean, honestly, I feel like I was raised in a nunnery compared to kids today.
The women are always up for it with beautiful hard bodies, and the men have boners permanently.
Oh my goodness.
It's very daunting for young people. They feel like they're being set up to be humiliated and that they can't live up
to the expectations.
And they fear exposure through social media as well.
Wow. That is tragic.
That is tragic.
Sorry to hear that story, Vin.
And the fear of being exposed, like my desire to do it, far outweighed the fear of exposure.
Yeah.
I mean, I truly was like, I did it.
Yeah.
Didn't matter if she wasn't in. I mean, I tried my hardest, but if she was going to just say, like, it's no good and he's tiny or whatever bad review I got, I would have just said, it's my first try.
Yeah.
Give me a
minute.
Plus,
it wouldn't have been on social media.
That's true.
So, you know, she can tell who she can tell. She didn't have any pictures or video to back it up.
That's true.
Tough for kids these days.
Five weird things that can make you gassy.
Oh, I need to know this.
Chewing gum.
Why?
You like the gum?
I don't really. Oh. I prefer not to. I will chew gum, especially if I'm like afraid, you know, I have coffee breath or something.
You swallow a lot of air when you're doing it. Hmm. And so it makes you pass more gas.
So anything that lets air in, huh?
Did something happen?
I don't know. There is a gathering in the other room.
There's a whole thing going on around us.
Don't look at us.
Why not?
It's all right.
Seems I'm doing a fart story and I'm not
getting
any fart sound.
Oh, and you looked over to me?
Normally if we do a fart story and the whole world falls apart.
I'm listening for my fart sound and I'm not getting one.
You're probably not going to get one in this break. We got to pull some.
What are you doing? What's happening?
Did something bad happen?
No. We just need to update a commercial.
Oh.
All right. Well, that sounds
I'll pretend it's not happening.
All right.
Yeah. Good job, Ben. I like the way you pretended.
Yeah. Wearing really tight jeans can make you gassy.
Oh. Well, it will squeeze your midsection, you know.
It can prevent stuff from moving through your digestive tract the way it should. It builds up and makes you fart.
We'll have to do our own sound effects. Yeah.
Eating lots of carbs.
Oh, really?
They contain fructose and lactose and insoluble fiber and starch, which ends up fermenting in your intestines and causes?
Gas. No. Farts. Oh,
God.
I'm sorry. I'm...
Catch a cue, would you? Playing the role of Bryn and not well is Sarah.
Hello.
Not drinking enough water can also make you. These are five weird things that can make you gassy. Your body has a harder time digesting stuff when you're dehydrated. So if you don't drink enough water, you will.
How was that one?
A little dry.
Oh. Well, I didn't drink enough water.
And not getting enough. All right, he's back.
Here's the real ones.
Not getting enough exercise can also make you kind of gassy.
All right. What?
People who.
I had a little exclamation point at the end there.
That's like you, Sarah.
Yeah. Punctuate that sucker.
People who stay active tend to have healthier digestive systems. Have you noticed that you are less gassy now that you're exercising so much in the new gym?
No. I haven't noticed that, really.
Oh, I had texts asking if you did the naked gardening this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, I did.
We never got a post, did we?
I did. Well, I just, you know, I couldn't get selfies that worked. I just didn't look good enough. Sorry, guys.
Hooman wasn't there to direct you.
Oh, I had put my clothes back on by the time Hooman got there. Sorry, Hooman, you missed out on my naked
Who doesn't want to see you naked in orange Crocs?
Yeah.
They're green.
Green Crocs. Sorry, my bad. How did I not know that? Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. And then whatever one is spending the night at Yuzi's, her dream of a devil's three-way could come true tonight.
Oh.
Oh, with Hooman
and Brynn.
So the boys are going to be meeting at Yuzi's, and then one is going to... So if one of them is going to join you and Johnny V for a devil's three-way, which one are you choosing?
Oh, you have to choose.
Oh, I can't do either one of them.
Take Brynn.
No.
Brynn will do it.
Tonight's a night, Yuzi.
It's got to be.
A devil three-way night.
No, they're both of them are like my brothers, frankly. That's how I feel about them. I couldn't.
You couldn't do a devil three-way with either of them.
Huh.
It's for the best, really. We should because we all should be thinking of each other with Ken and Barbie parts. Like I think,
and then they would like totally fall in love with me, and it'd be super awkward.
So awkward at work. Right.
You know how that is.
Because all the boys do that to you. They fall in love.
My milkshake brings the boys to the yard.
Damn right. Teach you, but I have to charge.
Hey, go, Brynn.
You know that song?
I do. Of course
I
do.
Well, I don't know that one. Take it easy.
But I did enjoy it.
So none of them are worthy of a devil's three-way, guys.
Oh, they're unworthy. They're not good enough. They're not good enough for that.
They're like a brother to me.
No, your brother's a brother to you. Walking my dogs, listening to my radio friends, and laughing my head off.
Oh, good.
Thank you, guys. You're the best. Happy Monday.
You. Happy Monday to you, too. What a great Monday it's been so far. Woo! But keep me down. You're the best. Oh, come on, Adele.
408. The missus put on Adele in the car this weekend, and I swear all I could think of was that laugh.
Hey, listen to this one. 7-7. Oh my God, the California State Bar has just revoked Sarah's ability to make any judgments. I cannot believe that she went that way. But that poor guy, nothing to do with the birthing of that baby. Sarah, I think the steroids have affected your brain. That is possible.
I do feel bad for that guy.
Oh, dude, he got a total raw deal.
His gig truly was he needed to go there and, I don't know, petition to have those things destroyed.
Right.
I don't know if that ends you up in court too, because then they're like, well, we can't destroy him unless we get her signature. So now he's either got to forge it.
Well, at least if he is on the, even if he doesn't manage to get them destroyed, he's on the record as saying, I don't want those implanted.
Right.
So maybe they do continue to pay for their storage, but at least when she forges the signature, they might call him to get a confirmation.
Mm.
It's an awful situation.
Oh, what a bitch.
408 says, I didn't think my car would start without the flick of the Bic.
Oh.
The old cigarette.
Yes.
The old smoking.
It is convenient having a lighter on you at all times, though. Like, I definitely have noticed that since I don't smoke anymore, there are plenty of times I'm like, I wish I had a lighter, but I don't.
Why? Because for burning errant threads or
something? Sure, for threads, you're getting a tag off of something, for lighting
birthday candles,
you know, lighting a fire, whatever I'm trying to do. No, you don't have a lighter handy. Having a lighter handy is just good sense.
Okay.
Apocalypse comes.
I had, as an ex-smoker, I hadn't noticed the lack of handy lighters for birthdays, but I'm not at a lot of those.
Oh, don't worry, you will be. You have another kid on the way, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah.
It's more texts after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.